Welcome to the Davidia Blog Podcast. I'm David Buckland. Flavors of Karma. Karma means action. Action, or energy, always seeks balance, so for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. If we resist the consequences that flow from our actions, we can develop energetic sludge and knots. Resistance doesn't stop the flow of action, but can interfere with its smoothness and completion. This is much like a log can partly block a pipe. Water still flows, but there can be a buildup and eddies. The log and the water both seek resolution, and the disturbance shadows our daily experience. The cycles of time and the collective determine when older consequences will flower. We may experience this as events that show up in our life, or we may experience emotions, or both. Emotions are subjective qualities of energy. This is why clearing emotions allows us to better perceive energy. I've mentioned before about our dominant guna, or quality of consciousness. This flavors our experience of both events and emotions. In a recent webinar, Dorothy Rowe gave the example of the guna and astrological house, or area of life. If the trends of time are triggering the 12th house of our Vedic birth chart, what is unresolved in that arena can show up as events and experiences. Our dominant guna will influence the style of what shows up. In the example, the 12th house is about endings and completion. A strong influence there can show up as a need to withdraw from the world. If Tamas guna is dominant, that can express as a prison stay. If Rajas is dominant, events may unfold as a hospital stay. And if Sattva is dominant, an ashram stay. It's the same basic influence triggering events, but they're arising through our flavor. The same energy-obliging withdrawal will express in different ways depending on what it is expressing through. Three people can have completely different experiences of the same influence. Of course, this is a simplification for illustration. Actual events will have far more nuances. But note the key detail here. It's not about the content of the experience. It's about the qualities of energy that seek balance and the style or flavor of life that is expressing through. The content or forms are almost irrelevant, yet it's usually what gets our attention. If we're open and skilled with releasing, we may find the nugget or energy driver of an event and resolve it energetically within. If we follow the sensation and discover a charged contraction, our simple attention can release it, often with a wave of emotion. Yet because of the need of the time, we may not see the core and will still need to allow the experience to unfold as events in our life. On the other hand, if we're unwilling and resist what is arising or get caught up in the content, our experience will be more difficult. Rather than just dealing with heavy traffic, we'll have an incident. If the energy cannot resolve through us, it will come around again later. This is the wheel of karma. An example that comes up. In a prior life, I didn't fulfill family expectations of a military career. The family let it go, but it remained unresolved for me. That lack of resolution became karma to resolve. In this life, it showed up as a police career that dominated a decade of my life, all because of how I responded to it in a prior life. It's good to clean up our stuff. Our resistance to experience may even reinforce the knots, adding another layer of resistance each time it comes around. Those layers complicate unfolding events when we live through them. By the time we get to energy healing, we can find some of our energy nuggets, knots, and charges have multiple layers to peel off before we get to the core. Timing. I've mentioned before how our karma kicks in, for this life, around age 8 to 12. Often marked by a memorable event. However, we see young children with major challenges sometimes. Dorothy mentioned these can result from what we may call an exchange. We're born into our birth families for mutual karmic reasons. In exchange for giving us an opportunity for a human life, children may take on some of their parents' karma. Age 1 to 4, it would be for the mother. Age 4 to 8, the father. Thereafter, their own karma. However, some come in for a short life to have one specific experience, then leave. There are many, many variations on this. Sometimes we work through a lot in our teens. That's also the age when we start producing new karma, depending on our life skills. Add to the karmic mix the ancestral patterns passed through the bloodline of this form. An example came up in my Nadi reading. My family has a blockage to having girls. Indeed, most of our children and grandchildren have been boys. Happily, they offered a resolution for more balanced future generations. The development of sattva guna has lovely spiritual benefits like refined perception and clarity, but it also changes our day-to-day experience of life and the styles of events that arise. Spiritual practice has very practical benefits. Thank you for listening. To read or comment on this article, please visit davidya.ca. That's davidya.ca.